My Podcast. Stay up to date with all the latest updates, music releases, and encouraging messages by following us on all social media platforms. Simply search Planet Shakers on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and connect with us today. This week, we have Pastor Russell Evans sharing the vision for 2021. Here we go.
So, what's the theme for 2020? You know, last year, it was a year of acceleration, which does not stop in 2021, by the way. It keeps going. Every word that God has given us builds and layers and continues. It just doesn't stop. Well, now 2021 vision's now declared that finishes. No, it builds and layers. You know, I was going to show you a video, but we don't have enough time to get through all this. So we're going to put it on our social media, YouTube, Instagram. You'll see it about what's happening in power. But last year, in 11 months, we saw over a million meals equivalent happen, which is pretty amazing. Also, in the last 12 months, because our costs have been low, and you know, also with help, and our giving's dropped a little bit because of that's what happens in this season. But I'm happy to tell you that we now, as Planet Shakers, are debt-free this year, which is pretty cool. That's called acceleration. Now, we got more vision, we got more things, so don't say, well, that's good, we can chill out now. We need to get a building in South Africa, we're building there. We need to get a Southeast campus building. By the way, welcome to all our campuses, Geelong, Melbourne, Southeast, Northeast, North, East, Cape Town, Geneva, Singapore. Welcome to every one of you. So great to have you. I don't know if I miss out anyone, I think I got everyone. So, 2021. What is God saying to us at Planet Shakers Church this year? This isn't a moment I'm going to speak about goals, because our goals, you know, we continue to believe God for 250 people saved every weekend. That's what we believe in God to do. We're believing God to plant campuses and to get buildings to help all that. They're all our goals, but that's not our vision. That's our goals. Our vision is a word that God gives us that God wants to release over you individually and over us as a church and us over a city and nations across the world. So this is, are you ready? Drum roll. No, there's no drum roll. Are you ready for this 2021 vision, prophetic word that God wants to release over you? Here we go. Let's go to the video. Revival means, might think, well, it's a whole city that gets saved. That's a byproduct of revival. But revival really is you being and I being revived with the presence of God to be equipped to change our world. So God wants to give each individual revival, us as a church revival, a move of the Spirit of God, and our city and our nation. How many know that our world needs a revival? It needs a revival in business. It needs a revival in resource. It needs a revival in a whole heap of things. But most of all, it needs a revival in the presence of God. So I'm going to talk about that for a few moments. Just grab your seats. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, the situation was pretty bleak. And the Bible says that the Lord took hold of me. Everyone say, took hold of me. This year, my prayer is that God would take hold of our lives, that we would encounter the presence of God like never before. Who wants to encounter God? Who wants God to take hold of you this year, that literally your life will be dramatically changed? And he says, I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to the valley filled with bones. He led me. Everyone say, he led me. Among the bones that covered the valley floor, they were scattered everywhere. If you want to look at 2021, people are scattered, people are dry, and people feel like they want to come alive again. And it says, and he asked me, Son of man, can these bones become living people again? O sovereign Lord, I replied, you alone know the answer. Then he said, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm going to put breath into you and make you live again. I believe this year that you're going to have the breath of God come into you, that you will live to a whole nother level, a whole nother dimension. But not only you, but every person you come in contact with who are feeling dry, who are feeling broken, who are feeling barren, who are feeling lost, that they will get the breath of heaven and begin to live again. It says, I'll put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I'll put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you'll know that I'm the Lord. So I spoke this message as he told me. Suddenly as I spoke, there was a rattling noise across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. It's a prophetic picture. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh form over the bones, and then the skin formed to cover their bodies, and they still had no breath in them. You can have all the structures right. You can have all the things that look good. You create it, it looks good, but without breath, it's not alive. You can have all the right policies. You can have all the right people in the right positions, but without breath, no organization, no business, no individual, no city, no nation lives, because it's breath that brings life. And he says, speak a prophetic message to the wind, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the Lord says. Come, O breath from the four winds. Oh, I'm believing that God's breath will impact you. See, when God created man, he created us out of the dust of the earth. And the Bible says he breathed into man. You see, people, you know, the world says if you have this, this, and this, then you're successful, it makes you happy. Having money, having a great career, having a family, they're all good things, but they'll never satisfy you. It's only when you encounter God and the purpose and the breath of heaven for you. Amen. And the Bible says, so I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies, and they all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army. Then he said, son of man, I'll stop there because I've got too much to go through. But here I want to talk to you about five things really briefly. That revival, what God wants to do this year, and I'll break these down over the years. I'm just giving you over the years. It's just a snapshot. Number one, a year of revival is a year that people return. The Bible says, and the Lord took hold of me. You know, maybe we need to return to our first love. Maybe we need to return to our hunger like we've never had before. Maybe last year you sat back and you just watched and you were full of fear and intimidation and things were going around. It's time to return to that courageous, that vision that God has given you. It's time to return to getting hold of Him and letting Him get a hold of you. You say, I had a good year last year. Well, go even deeper. There is so much more. The Lord took hold of him. I'm believing that God takes a hold of us this year, but God never, ever takes a hold of us unless we surrender to Him. And the Lord took hold of them. And the Bible says, and He brought him. So if we're going to be a people of revival, we need to return. Then we need to revive. How do you live a life that is reviving, living in revival? Revive. It's listening to what God says, being led by God, and looking to all the issues in life and speaking into them that they will live again and being a part of the answer and the solution, not the problem. Saying, hey, I'm gonna speak life into my workplace. I'm going to speak life into my family. I'm going to speak life into my university. I'm going to speak life into the city of Melbourne. I'm going to speak life wherever I go. Oh, there might be scattered dry bones. People might be feeling like all separated and dry. But in 2021, it is a year of revival where we listen to what God says and we be led where God takes us and we look and we see the issues, but we declare life. So we return, we revive, and we restore. I believe God's going to restore things. There's a scripture that says that He will restore the years that the locust, the cankerworm, has stolen. For some last year, you had years stolen from you. For some of us, we've been in situations and circumstances that things were stolen from us. I believe in a year of revival, there is restoration, that God is going to restore things. You know, you see in this picture, it's a picture where muscles and skin and ligaments and the skeletons come together. I believe there's going to be a coming together of God's people in unity like never before. And what does skin represent? A covering. What does covering represent? To me, it represents discipleship. So when we come together and we come into agreement and we say we're going to come under a covering and we're going to come together, we're going to come together in unity. Ephesians chapter 4, 16 says, and He makes, the church is referred to as the body. Many times it's referred as an army, it's referred as a bride, it's referred to as, there's one more, body, yep, I said that, army, bride, hospital, there's one more, family. Five things that God, through scripture, describes the church: a bride, a family, a body, an army, and a hospital. And so here it's saying, and He makes the whole body, talking about us, fit together perfectly. In other words, He's designed us to get along. He's designed us to work together. He's designed us to get our gifts and our talents and our anointings and join them together. He's designed us to come together to make a difference. The Bible says one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. In other words, when I come together, I produce something and something is released to bring change. It says, and He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. The Bible says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. What does that mean? That means He's designed you to work with people. He's designed you to come in unity with Him and others to see a city transform. It says, and each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing in full of love. So restoration, the key to restoration is us working together, is us coming together, is us using our gifts together, is us coming to have a vision for God and saying, God, You've given me a purpose to be a complement to someone else. You've made me and designed me that I can join together with our family, Your family, the bride of God, the army of God, the hospital of God, and my gifts and my talents coming together, my resources, my energy, my worship coming together, and we bring change and restoration to a city. You see, a building is never built by one person. It's built by a team of people using their special gifts to come together. The same is with a life, the same is with a family, the same is with a city, and the same is with nations. restore. A year of revival is a year of restoration. Fourth is renew. What is renew? To make new for a purpose. See, God wants to renew you this year. And last week I talked about the renewing of your mind. God wants to renew the way you think. He wants to renew you. He doesn't want you to live in 2020. He doesn't want you to live in 2019. He wants you to live in 2021 with a revelation that you are called to live a life of revival. You are called to live a life of breakthrough. Colossians 3:10 says, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. So my renewal comes by knowing God. Renewal comes by being like God. So every time we come and use our gifts, our talents, our times, our money, we are being godly because God is a giver. God is a provider. God is a lover of people, and as He shows us, for God so loved the world that He gave. So giving is, it takes on the nature of God. By the way, you need to receive to give, so nothing's wrong with receiving. It's just whether you keep it for you. You can't take your houses, you can't take your cars, you can't take your bank balances to heaven. You can only take what you did for God and people. Fifthly, a revival year is a year where we rise up. Isaiah chapter 60 says, arise Jerusalem. Put your name in there. Arise such and such. Arise Planet Shakers. Let your light shine for all to see. For the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as the night covers all the nations of the earth. There is darkness. People are living in intimidation, insecurity, fear. What's the future going to happen? Well, here's our opportunity. It says, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you, and all nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance. Look and see, for everyone is coming home. Your sons and daughters are coming from distant lands. Your little daughters will be carried home. Your eyes will shine and your heart will be thrilled with joy. For merchants from around the world will come to you, and they will bring you the wealth of many lands. In other words, to me, what wealth is people. And so as we shine, you can't shine if you don't rise. And so many people are tentative to rise, but a year of revival is a year where people rise up and make a difference. A year of revival is where people say, hey, where there's darkness, we're going to shine the light. Where there's intimidation, we're going to bring courage. Where there's fear, we're going to bring faith. Where there's brokenness, we're going to bring healing. Where there's vulnerability, we're going to bring security. Where there's loss, we're going to bring gain. Where there's hopelessness, we're going to bring hope. Because Christ in me, the hope of glory, it's time to rise and shine. A year of revival means to represent. Yeah. Jesus is sitting with his homeboys. He says, hey, homies, I'm about to go away. Now, if I'm about to die and I got my family and the people I love around me, I'm about to give them the most important thing. And so he's like, hey, I'm about to go to heaven. And he says, but I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. What's the Bible say? The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in me and you. So that means you've been given all authority on heaven and earth. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I am always with you, even to the end of the age. So we got to rise up and we got to represent heaven on earth. We got to show people the Father, the heart of the Father. We got to show them the Son, what He did for us, and the Holy Spirit who empowers us. We got to disciple people to know God, to know Him in all His power to change the world. My my grandfather, the Evans Christian line started with my grandfather. My grandfather was a Welshman in Wales. He was in Wales and is a Welshman. It sort of makes sense. By the way, I did forget to say we are starting a church in Papua New Guinea in a few weeks. So that's going to be amazing. My grandfather was a coal miner. So all he knew was coal mining. His father was a coal miner and his father was a coal miner. So if it kept going that way, I probably would be a coal miner or what, doing something in Wales. But my grandfather heard about this guy who God got a hold of, who God put his spirit on and started seeing amazing miracles. In fact, what got my grandfather's attention in his little village, he heard about a miracle that happened in the village near him, where this guy came in there and he prayed for a guy who was blind. He licked his thumbs and put it in his eye sockets and the guy could see. And the news of this spread through all the villages. So my grandfather was intrigued by this. So this coal miner, 17 years of age, walked into a meeting much smaller than this. And in the meeting, he had an encounter with God that not only changed his life, but it's continuing to change other people's lives. In fact, you are some of the fruit of my grandfather's life. You would not be in this church because there would be no Planet Shakers Church without my grandfather encountering Jesus. And his work continues on. That's what a revival does. It revives somebody to help someone else be revived, to help someone else be revived, to help someone, and before long, it becomes a citywide revival, but it has to come by God getting a hold of you. I don't know about you, but I want 2021 for God to get a hold of me. Because if we face the future, there's going to be challenges, there's going to be great challenges we all face. Who knows what tomorrow will bring, but we do know that God is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He has everything under control. So we never have to fear. And also we can have great courage. If we're going to really do something great with our lives, we're going to need God to get a hold of us, because greater is He that's in us than he what you face. If we're going to have a year that is unprecedented. 2020 was an unprecedented year. I'm believing for an unprecedented year in the good, in the positive, in the blessing of 2021. And you say, I, in 2021, want to have a life of revival. You know, I love this. I love this. I love our church. We got people that from all walks of life, all different backgrounds. See, God revives everybody who says, get a hold of me. You know, I just saw Kathleen, one of our amazing young at heart leaders, people, and she's in her younger years, 60 plus, and she's standing and clapping and cheering. She's been here probably since the first day, we're pretty close. And here's somebody who has kept God at the center of her life. How can you cheer and clap in a year that she had last year? Why? Because she's let God revive her continually. So my challenge to you is let God get a hold of you. Don't let stuff get a hold of you. Let God get a hold of you. Say, God, here I am. Position yourself for Him to get a hold of you. You see, I just believe God's going to give people creative ideas of solutions to situations this year. I believe that God's going to come upon people and do things that you can't do in the natural. That's why it's called supernatural. That you're just an ordinary person, but you do extraordinary things. Why? Because when God adds His extra to your ordinary, it becomes extraordinary. When God adds His super to your natural, it becomes supernatural. And the good thing about God is His breath cannot be put out. Cannot, as you would say in Singapore, cannot la. Because He is life. So if you want to be revived, restored, renewed, if you want to rise up, if you want to represent, you need Him to get a hold of you.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.